Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Kara More Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Kara More Dharma Vina Ke Dayalu Jagat Sansare Jagat Sansare Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Samapatita Prabhu na paibe aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bala Thana Kara Ami Bara Dukhi Sitapati Advaita Gosai Tava Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nitai Sarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Patajuga Shri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanatha Dayakara Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jayakara Mare Samabina Kedayalu Jagat Sansare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Samavita Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Prema Mindi. All glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru Vidaranda, all glories to Shri Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Om Ajnanati Madandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militan Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Amino Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Aum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane
Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Dishtarne Vancha Kalpa Trubhischa Kripasandhya Vivacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're continuing our Saturday reading of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 20, entitled The Lord Instructs Sanatana Goswami. Today we're reading text 268 to 270. We can do in unison 268, 268 to 269, and 270 will be responsible. 268. Se Purusha Virajate Karna Sayana.
Karna Sayana Jagatka.
Okay. Translation. That original personality of Godhead named Sankarshan first lies down in the river Baraja, which serves as a border between the material and spiritual worlds. As Karanabdi Shai Vishnu, he is the original cause of the material creation. 269. Karanabdi Pare Mayara Nityavastiti Virajara Pare Paravyoma Nahagati. Translation, the Viraja, or causal ocean, is the border between the spiritual and material worlds. The material energy is situated on one shore of that ocean, and it cannot enter onto the other shore, which is the spiritual sky. 270, responsibly, please. Pravartate jatra rajas tamastayo.
Pravartate jatra rajas tamastayo.
Pravartate jatra rajas tamastayo. Satvam cha mishram na cha kala vikrama.
Satvam cha mishram
na cha kala vikrama. Na jatra maya kim uta pare hare.
Na jatra maya kim
uta pare hare. Anubhata jatra sarasararchita. Anubhata jatra sarasararchita. Pravartate jatra rajastamastayo. Satvam cha mishram na cha kala vikrama. Na jatra maya kim uta pare hare. Anubhata jatra sarasararchita. Pravartate jatra rajastamastayo. Satvam-chamishtam-chakala-vikrama.
Najatramaya kimuta pare hare. Yatramaya kimuta pare hare. Anuvrata yatra surasurashchita.
Anybody else? Pravartate.
Pravartate.
Exists.
Exists.
Yatra.
Where?
Where?
Raja.
The mode of passion.
The mode of passion.
Tama.
Tama.
The mode of ignorance.
The mode of ignorance.
Tayo.
Tayo.
Of both of them.
Both of them.
Satvamcha.
Satvamcha.
And the mode of goodness.
And the mode of goodness.
Mishram.
Mishram.
Mixture.
Mixture.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Kala Vikrama.
Kala Vikrama.
The influence of time or annihilation.
The influence of time or annihilation.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Jatra.
Jatra.
Where?
Where?
Maya.
Maya.
External energy.
External
energy.
Kim.
What?
What?
Uta.
Uta.
To speak.
To speak.
Apare.
Apare.
Others.
Others.
Hare.
Hare.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Of the Supreme Personality.
Anuvrata.
Anuvrata.
Strict followers.
Strict followers.
Jatra.
Jatra.
Where?
Where?
Sura.
Sura.
By demigods.
By demigods.
Asura.
Asura.
And by demons.
And by demons.
Archita.
Archita.
Being worshipped.
Being worshipped.
Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
Jai.
In the spiritual world, there is neither the mode of passion, the mode of ignorance, nor a mixture of both, nor is there adulterated goodness, nor the influence of time or Maya itself. Only the pure devotees of the Lord who are worshipped both by demigods and by demons reside in the spiritual world as the Lord's associates. Is this the same?
Yeah.
Huh? No, but yeah, but is what I read in the book is the same as up here? Okay. Sometimes that's also. Purport, Srila Prabhupada. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.10 was spoken by Srila Shukadeva Goswami. He was answering the questions of Purjit Maharaj, who asked how the living entity falls down into the material world. Shukadeva Goswami explained the cream of Srimad Bhagavatam in four verses, which had been explained to Lord Brahma at the end of the severe austerities he performed for 1,000 celestial years. At that time, Brahma was shown the spiritual world and its transcendental nature. So the verses quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, here it says, the translation there, here it says, in that personal abode of the Lord, the material modes of ignorance and passion do not prevail, nor is there any of their influence in goodness. There is no predominance of the influence of time, so what to speak of the illusory external energy, it cannot enter that region. Without discrimination, both the demigods and the demons worship the Lord as devotees. There's a very interesting, it's a little bit long, but we'll read the purport there also. Even though we're coming up, it's nice we're kind of going along Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam. It's all connected. Of course, all the topics of spiritual world are connected. Advaya Gyan, it's called. Anyway, the purport is Srila Prabhupada's purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, the kingdom of God, or the atmosphere of the Vaikuntha nature, which is called the Tripad Vibhuti, is three times bigger than the material universes and is described here as also in the Bhagavad Gita in a nutshell. This universe containing billions of stars and planets
is one of the billions of such universes clustered together within the compass of the Mahatattva. And all these millions and billions of universes combined together constitute only 1/4 of the magnitude of the whole creation of the Lord. There is a spiritual sky also. Beyond this sky are the spiritual planets under the names of Vaikuntha, and all of them constitute 3/4 of the entire creation of the Lord God, of the Lord. God's creations are always innumerable. Even the leaves of a tree cannot be counted by a man, nor can the hairs on his head. However, foolish men are puffed up with the idea of becoming God himself, though unable to create a hair of their own bodies. Man may discover so many wonderful vehicles of journey, but even if he reaches the moon by his much advertised spacecraft, he cannot remain there. The sane man, therefore, without being puffed up, as if he were the God of the universe, abides by the instructions of the Vedic literature, the easiest way to acquire knowledge and transcendence. So let us know, through the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam, of the nature and constitution of the transcendental world beyond the material sky. In that sky, the material qualities, especially the modes of ignorance and passion, are completely absent. The mode of ignorance influences a living entity to the habit of lust and hankering, and this means that in the Vaikuntha lokas, the living entities are free from these two things. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Brahma-Bhuta stage of life, one becomes free from hankering and lamentation. Therefore, the conclusion is that the inhabitants of the Vaikuntha planets are all Brahma-Bhuta living entities, as distinguished from the mundane creatures who are all compact in hankering and lamentation. When one is not in the modes of ignorance and passion, one is supposed to be situated in the mode of goodness in the material world. Goodness in the material world also at times becomes contaminated by touches of the modes of passion and ignorance. In the Vaikuntha Loka, it is unalloyed goodness only. The whole situation there is one of freedom from the illusory manifestation of the external energy. Although the illusory energy is also part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, illusory energy is differentiated from the Lord. The illusory energy is not, however, false, as claimed by the monist philosophers. The rope accepted as a snake may be an illusion to a particular person, but the rope is a fact, and the snake is also a fact. The illusion of water on the hot desert may be an illusion for the ignorant animal searching for water in the desert, but the desert and water are actual facts. Therefore, the material creation of the Lord may be an illusion to the non-devotee, but to a devotee, even the material creation of the Lord is a fact, as the manifestation of his external energy. But this energy of the Lord is not all. The Lord has his internal energy also, which has another creation known to be the Vaikuntha Lokas, where there is no ignorance, no passion, no illusion, and no past and present. With a poor fund of knowledge, one may be unable to understand the existence of such things as the Vaikuntha atmosphere, but that does not nullify its existence. That spacecraft cannot reach these planets does not mean that there are no such planets, for they are described in the revealed scriptures. As quoted by Srila Jiva Goswami, we can know from the Narada Pancharatra that the transcendental world or Vaikuntha atmosphere is enriched with transcendental qualities. These transcendental qualities are revealed through the devotional service of the Lord. These transcendental qualities, as revealed through the devotional service of the Lord, are distinct from the mundane qualities of ignorance, passion, and goodness. Such qualities are not attainable by the non-devotee class of men. In the Padma Purana Uttarakhanda, it is stated that beyond the 1/4 part of God's creation is the 3/4 manifestation, The marginal line between the material manifestation and the spiritual manifestation is the Viraja River, and beyond the Viraja, which is a transcendental current flowing from the perspiration of the body of the Lord, there is the three-fourths manifestation of God's creation. This part is eternal, everlasting, without deterioration, and unlimited, and it contains the highest perfectional stage of living conditions. In the Sankhya Komodi, it is stated that unalloyed goodness or transcendence is just opposite to the material modes. All living entities there are eternally associated without any break, and the Lord is the chief and prime entity. In the Agama Puranas also, the transcendental abode is described as follows. The associated members there are free to go everywhere within the creation of the Lord, and there is no limit to such creation, particularly in the region of the three-fourths magnitude. Since the nature of that region is unlimited, there is no history of such association, nor is there end to it, of it. The conclusion may be drawn that because of the complete absence of the mundane qualities of ignorance and passion, there is no question of creation nor of annihilation. In the material world, everything is created and everything is annihilated, and the duration of life between the creation and annihilation is temporary. In the transcendental realm, there is no creation and no destruction, and thus the duration of life is eternal, unlimitedly. In other words, everything in the transcendental world is everlasting, full of knowledge and bliss, without deterioration. Since there is no deterioration, there is no past, present, and future in the estimation of time. It is clearly stated in this verse that the influence of time is conspicuous by its absence. The whole material existence is manifested by actions and reactions of elements, which makes the influence of time prominent in the matter of past, present, and future. There are no such actions and reactions of cause and effects there. So the cycle of birth, growth, existence, transformations, deterioration, and annihilation, the six material changes, are not existent there. It is the unalloyed manifestation of the energy of the Lord without illusion as experienced here in the material world. The whole Vaikuntha existence proclaims that everyone there is a follower of the Lord. The Lord is the chief leader there, without any competition for leadership, and the people in general are all followers of the Lord. It is confirmed in the Vedas, therefore, that the Lord is the chief leader and all other living entities are subordinate to him. For only the Lord satisfies all the needs of all other living entities. So this is a nice description here of the spiritual world. Same thing as mentioned in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada refers to the Bhagavad Gita, probably to the verse Natad Basayate Suryo Nashashanko Nabhavaka Yad Gatva Nani Vartante Tad Dhamma Paramam Mama. So here, both of these verses have the some similarities that they're giving Natad Basayate Nashashanko Nabhavaka. And here it says, na chala vikrama, na jatramaya. All these things are negated. All the material modes of nature and the influence of time. And in the Bhagavad Gita, nata basayate, there's no need for the sun, the moon, or electricity. But we find actually there's nice descriptions, another, just like it's mentioned, how the spiritual world is described in the different Vedic literatures. So in Brahma Samhita, it's very nicely described. That's not the first verse, because the first, 28 verses describe something about what we've been reading in the last couple chapters in the Bhagavatam here about how Lord Brahma performed austerities, and he was heard the flute song of Lord Krishna, Gayatri, And he became enlightened, and he was shown the spiritual world. And then he begins with offering prayers to the Lord with that verse we all know, Chintamani Prakarasadmasu Kalpavriksha Lakshavriteshu. So it's a very positive description of the spiritual abode of the Lord, that how the material world is created by this matter. The spiritual world is differentiated, and that is composed of Chintamani, this touchstone. Chintamani Prakarasadmasu. All these abodes are built by the transcendental influence of the Lord. Transcendental touchstone, groups of touchstone. And then Kalpavriksha, all the trees. Of course, the trees, we can understand that trees are giving only one type of fruit here in this material world. But there they can give any type of fruit and any quantity at any time. Even Lord Chaitanya, in his pastimes, they had long sankirtan one day at the house of Srivas Thakur, and all the devotees being exhausted from this long performance of sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya had felt some desire to satisfy them. That was the system Srila Prabhupada picked up, that chanting, dancing, and then taking prasadam. No? So Lord Chaitanya, he took one mango seed and he just put it in the ground, and immediately it grew into a wonderful tree, and it produced wonderful mangoes that were so full of juice and sweet taste that the one mango completely satisfied each of the devotees. In this way, after the sankirtan performance every day, they would enjoy a nice feast of mangoes. Even Srila Prabhupada, when he started his movement on 26th Second Avenue, he would cut a piece of apple and hand it out to the devotees. So they were completely satisfied in this way, chanting, dancing, and taking prasadam. So this is the Kalpavriksha. Chintamani Prakarasadmasu Kalpavriksha. Then what else is there? Lakshavriteshu Surabhir Abhipalayantam. That Krishna, Srila Prabhupada says, he's not... In the material world, they have the dog. They have dog Abhipalayantam. But no, Krishna has the cows. He's taking care of the cows. This is his pastime. Gopal Govinda. And then he served Lakshmi Sahasra by thousands of Lakshmis, goddesses of fortune, there serving him. So this description is there. Lord Brahma, he was given this vision of this Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha spiritual world. There's further, later on, after he offers those prayers, he describes that Sri Akanta Kanta Paramapurusha Kalpaturavo. Again, he describes about the Kalpaturavo. Dhrma Bhumis Chintamani Ganamani Toyam Amritam. And then he says that Toyam Amritam, he says the water is just like nectar. And then he says Kata Ganam. The speech is just like, what is that? Ganam. Song. And Natyam Gamanam. Just the simple walking of the people is just like a dancing here. We can't imagine. I think Jiva Goswami someplace, he says that what can you understand about the nectar there? If the water is just like nectar, then what to speak of the nectar? And what to speak of the songs? If the ordinary talking is just like songs here, then what to speak? Of course, all these analogies are given. Kataganam, Natyam, Gamanam, Apivamsi, Priyasaki, the flute is the most dear friend. But all these analogies, we can't really fathom. Vrindavan Das Thakur says that you can't compare anything here with anything there. Just like there was some discussion the other week, last week, and I was trying to imagine something was there about Mahavishnu. So spiritual world, Srila Prabhupada says that we have to learn spiritual mathematics. Om Purnamada Purnamidam, that everything emanates from the Supreme Lord. Purnasya Purnamadaya, that everything remains complete. He says 1 + 1 = 1, and 1 - 1 = 1. This is the spiritual world. And the same thing in Brahma Samhita is described in Dvaitam, Achyutam, Anantim, Anadim, Anadim, Anantarupam. Yeah. Advaitam, he says, Advaitam, Anantarupam. The one Lord is, has unlimited forms. So, and similarly, it's described in this purport how the residents of that world, that spiritual world, they can go. Oh, here it is. The associated members there are free to go everywhere within the creation of the Lord, and there is no limit to such creation, particularly in the region of 3/4 magnitude. There's, just like there's nice description in Brahma Samhita, there's also a very wonderful description we've been reading about in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, how the inhabitants of this Goloka, Goloka, the Vrindavan Dham, the Nanda and Yashoda, they're the father and mother of Krishna. So they can expand themselves. They can take forms in the Vaikuntha planets and become, well, there's maybe no father and mother, but they take birth and they appear in this world. And the demigods, sometimes the demigods, Drona and what is it, Krishni or someone, they take, huh? Drona and Dara, yes, thank you. So they merge in the same bodies. So this way, the abilities, the potencies of the associates of the Lord there in the spiritual world, they are in all sense of our estimation equal to the Lord. They have just as much abilities. Just like here we're saying that the kingdom of God is called with Tripad Vibhuti, being three times bigger than the material creation. The material creation is unlimited. How do we take three times? But this is the statements of the Shastras. Is we have to take, just like when there was description, there was some doubt put forward to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They had one, Nadia Prakash, I think it was, the daily newspaper, Nadia Prakash. So one big scholar, I think it was also Madan Mohan Malavia, he came and said, how are you making everyday newspaper? And he said, yeah, reply, this is one of the first classes I heard Srila Prabhupada, he was in Los Angeles, December 73, and he was relating this, how you can see in this world, even in small town Gainesville, we have daily newspaper, no? Gainesville Sun, I think it's daily. So what to speak of in Los Angeles, they had, huh? So Los Angeles, then weekends they have, New York, they have big paper, newspaper, 1 inch thick or something, all this news of this material world. So what to speak of the spiritual world? It was an example that was given. How to speak of the spiritual world? How much topics are there? We can't even imagine. This is 1/4 spirit material, 1/4 part of the Lord's creation, and the 3/4 part there. Just from one small city, it can have a little bit, so much information. But purport was that there's no readership. No one wants to read about the information. So the one time that Srila Prabhupada gave class on this verse, he was in Japan, and he was pointing out that we didn't know anything about this Japan, but we heard something. We heard something, and we became like that, attracted. The kid means attracted. He thought, okay, this is a good place to print Krishna book. This Dainipan printer was there. and they printed so many books with them because they heard something about it. So we have to hear something about this spiritual world and become attracted. This is the business of the devotees, that they had to hear. What's that? Tach Chadadana Munio Jnana Vairagi Yuktaya. Is that? Tach Chadadana Munio Jnana Vairagi Yuktaya. Bhakta Shruta Gihitaya. So these things have to be discussed in the association of devotees. Bhakta Shruta Gihitaya. They have to become attracted. Because material world means durdaivam. By misfortune in the material world, durdaivam idrisham hiha jani nararaga. We have no attraction for hearing these things. But somehow or other, how that attraction comes, syam mahatsevya vipra punya tirtana shetam. Srinvatatam shravata kata shushu shosha didanasya vasudeva katarutam. That we have to become attracted to hearing about these topics. Srila Prabhupada quoted that one newspaper comic strip was there. Chant, chant, chant. Can't, can't, can't. So, have to become, by the association of devotees, the association of devotees is so powerful. Satam prasangam mama virya sampado. That becomes very powerful in the association of devotees, the topics of the Lord, and become attracted in this way to the give up this connection with this horrible material world where we have birth, this kala vikrama. There is nacha kala vikrama. The material world means birth, death, old age, and disease by the influence of this kala, influence of time. So time, it's also, Krishna says, kalos me. But in the spiritual world, it says, nimeshardakyo vajrajati, nahi yatrapi samaya. It says there, it says, time, something is there. It says, where there is eternal existence of transcendental time, who is ever present and without past and future, or hence is not subject to the quality of passing away even for the space of half a moment. Nimesha arda. Nimesha means a moment, and arda means half. Nimesha ardakyo va vrajatina hi itrapi samaya. So the pastimes of the Lord, they're all eternal. They're going on. Moment by moment, they're present, constantly present. That's why he's called Nityalila, this abode of the Lord, this Nityadham, the supreme Paramdham, distinguished from this Abrahma Bhuvanal Loka Punar Avartinojana. It's distinguished, the spiritual world is distinguished from the material world, because here we have Punar Avartinojana. We have to take again birth, again and again birth in this material world. Janma mrtyu jara vyadi. And suffer all these pangs of the influence of time. And then najatra maya kim utapare. There's no question of maya there. Krishna surya sama maya haya andakar. Krishna is always present there in the spiritual world, so there's no question of darkness, of the maya, of the illusionary energy. So, someone may question, where are we going to get the association? Syan Mahat Sevya Vip, Shusha Shrav Shadadana Syavasadeva Katarachim, Syan Mahat Sevya Vipra. That second chapter says that one gains affinity for hearing about Krishna by the service of the great devotees. So where you can say, where is the great devotees? Some so many doubts are there in the material world. We may think that there's no great devotees, but Srila Prabhupada, when he was giving class at the Radha Damodar temple, he said that you read nectar devotion. You read Nectar of Devotion and you're associating with Srila Rupa Goswami. You practice what he teaches there and you're serving his lotus feet. So there's no question that because so many problems are there, this all Prajalpa is going on. Everyone is very attracted to Prajalpa and hearing. When we were in Bombay, Srila Prabhupada, they asked him about getting a fax machine. And Srila Prabhupada said, no, it'll just create international prajalpa. This is back then. So this is going on. The internet is full of so much topics of discussion. So we want to discuss spiritual world, spiritual topics. So we can become attracted to that. We can get some kind of taste. What is that, Krishna? That Rupa Goswami recommends that Sat Krishna Nama Charitari Sitapta Vidya. What's next? Sitapta Rochika. Rochika. We can get some kind of taste that we're afflicted with this jaundice-like condition. We don't able to taste the sweetness of the chanting of the Krishna's name, but by regular attendance in the Bhagavatam class, by regularly chanting Hare Krishna, one can develop that taste. So I guess we're late. We can stop there. No, there was a little bit of purport. I read that. You want me to read it again? It's very short. It says that Shukadeva Goswami explained the cream of Srimad Bhagavatam in 4 verses. He was answering the questions of Parikshit Maharaj, who asked how the living entity falls into the material world. All right. So that's the question. Question, okay. What do we got?
I have 2 questions. Viraja, isn't there a pastime where Krishna was associating with the gopi called Viraja, and when Radharani came on the scene, Viraja transformed into a river?
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
I don't know. That's
nobody
some
recalls?
Description, some description maybe there, yeah.
And I'm not sure where that's from.
Yeah, Shruti Ovibina, there are so many different stories and so many different scriptures.
Sources.
Yeah, okay.
Well, therefore, I thought it was a river, but then here it states that...
No, it's described as a Viraja river. Causal ocean is...
Oh, same?
Same.
Oh. Okay, the other question is, when we think of an ocean or even a river, one side on this shore, the material world, on that shore, the spiritual sky, we think in a horizontal way, but we always also think spiritual sky is out there, up there.
Yeah.
How do we reconcile that? Or is it just...
We should understand that we can't understand so many things. Yeah. Okay. Jiva Goswami, he says that unless one accepts the Achinta Shakti of Krishna, you can't make any... This material world, we want to measure everything. Anumiyate. Yeah, this is the definition of Maya, trying to measure everything and calculate everything according. This is Dr. Frog. No? So yeah, we don't. We can try to understand something by the words of the scriptures. Spiritual master who has been there, who is a resident of that abode. So the Brihad Bhagavatamrita gives very wonderful descriptions about how the potencies of these residents of Vaikuntha, what to speak of the residents of Goloka, Vrindavan. They're so much powerful. That was one other thing I was thinking is Vandi Nanda Brajastrinam Padarinam Abhikshnasa Tasam Harikatod Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam, that the gopis, they're singing the glories of the Lord. They're purifying the three worlds. Punati Bhuvanatrayam. They're purifying the whole three worlds. So that some description was there yesterday. We were hearing about Anukuta festival. Srila Prabhupada, in his purport to one of those verses, he describes how it was amazing how all the different villages in the area, one after another, they organized a wonderful festival for Gopal. And Srila Prabhupada points out that by the influence of this Krishna consciousness, the influence of Krishna, this whole Krishna consciousness movement can spread throughout the whole world. Just like that Punati Bhuvanatrayam, if we become followers of the gopis, anyone can have that potency. Some great personality, he said that the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they can purify the whole world. You know, each one of them. So, of course, that's possible by mercy of the Lord if one is sincere and serious. So where were we? Yeah, we can't understand the spiritual world unless we go there. Then maybe. Anything else? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.